We're middle of Simen Reish Yud Ches, we're up to Siv Zayin. So till now we saw a nes that happens to a rabbim meaning Rav Klal Yisrael, then you make a bracha baruch sh'as anisim avaseinim mokam hazeh when you come to the mokam sh'nasa b'nes. A personal nes, you also make baruch sh'as anisim b'mokam hazeh. For other people, you don't make a bracha unless it's your father, a grandfather, or it's a rabbi muvik. Here the Mechaber says that we have a case where you make a bracha even where it's not Rav Klal Yisrael, and it's not your Rebbe or your father or yourself. Where is that? Unless shal adam is suyim. A nes of a specific person, ki yoyev ben tsruye v'chaveirov. The Lashon Meshabur is, ki yoyev ben tsruye shahim efursim b'chol Yisrael, the roish ule shilton. Then he says, vayter, v'chein, al-nes shal adam sh'neskadish b'yishem shemai, a nes that happened to someone that through this nes there was a tremendous kiddush Hashem, kegoin, Daniel v'chaveirev. Daniel that was saved from the lion pit, and Chanani v'shal v'azariah from the kivshin ha'esh. V'fichach ha'roye goy v'roye shal Daniel v'kivshin ha'esh, Chanani v'shal v'azariah, mevorech sh'osem neis v'tzadikim v'mokim hazeh. V'yalache brings the Magen Avraham, his medayik, that this halacha is really the first halacha, unless sh'adam mesuyim, is not applicable today. Because you see clear in the Mechaber that Daniel v'chaveirav, if not for the fact that al yidei their nes, it was niskad Hashem shemayim b'rabim, you wouldn't make a bracha. We don't say they're considered adam mesuyim. Hagam, we're talking about Daniel. Chanayim b'shal bazar, you're the greatest Eden in Klal Yisrael. So you see that there was something specific about Yoyev ben Tsruya, that Hayoyis, he was the general for Gans Klal Yisrael, he was a Ishma Fursim Oyd B'chol Kitzvah Tevel, and you can't compare anyone to him. So Melib is Manenim, we don't have anyone that would qualify. And another Ayah brings down, because we saw that even if a whole Shevet Anes happened to them, nobody makes a bracha. In a whole Shevet, there's Kama V'kama Anoshim G'daylim. Teretz says there has to be something Yuchid about Yoyev Ben Tsruya. So Melib, you can't compare anyone to that, so that bracha would not apply. However, a nes al adam sh'neskada shemoy b'rabim, that l'chayr would apply today. The Bir Aloch is medayik from the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, which is the Lashon HaTur, b'negei Daniel b'guvah royis, that it's only when you come to the guvah royis, so you make this bracha. But if let's say another nes would have happened to Daniel in a different place, so then when you come to that place, you don't make a nes. However, the Bir Aloch says that lulei divrei HaTur, he would have said that pshat in this halacha, which the makor of this halacha is a Yerushalmi, this din of Daniel, he would have learned pshat different. He would have said that such a person that was niskad Hashem Shemayim al Yodoy, like Daniel with the nes of Guva Royis, so once it was niskad Hashem Shemayim al Yodoy, so Mamele, Daniel has now a din of Rabbi Muvik, and everyone has to be no covered in him, because through him came out such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So Mamele, any nes that would happen to him subsequently, you would make a bracha when you come to that place. Baruch shalos nes l'Daniel b'makom hazeh. Siv ches haroye ishtei shaloit mevarach shtayim. What does it mean ishtei shaloit? It means you see the block of salt, like it says in the pasuk, v'tehine tziv melech. When the malachim told her not to turn around, and she turned around, and she became into a block of salt. When you see that block of salt, you make two brachas. Oleha b'negei the ishtei shaloit oimer baruch ata Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam dayin ha'emes, that she was killed over there. V'aloit oimer baruch ata Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam zoicher hatzadikim. Now aloit doesn't mean zokta Mishnah Berurah when you go to kever shaloit. Otherwise, it should have said al kever shaloit. It means over here when you come to the netziv melech, so you remind yourself about loit and you make the two brachas. On her you say dayin ha'emes, and the emes is the Shartzian is matmiyah. Why do you make a dayin ha'emes? Because we will see later in Simen Reish Chof Hei that dayin ha'emes is dafkin when you're mitztar about a death. And that's why you don't make dayin ha'emes when a goy dies. And she l'chayr was not a Yisraelis, so why are you making a dayin ha'emes? He says, ulai, you're mitztar that the schus of Avram didn't help to be matzal her. That shows you how great the midas hadin was. A kaponim b'negei her death, you make a dayin ha'emes. And b'negei loit, because when you see her, you remember that at the same time that she died, loit was saved. Why was loit saved? In the schos of Avram, like it says, v'yizker lekimis Avram, v'yishalach es loit m'toich ha'afeicha. So by seeing that mokim, it's maskir the schos of Avram Avinu, and you make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam zoicher hatzadikim. So when you get to that place, the fact that you see that she turned into Netziv Melech, you see the Toikef Hadin. And Afal Pikein, in that Toikef Hadin, Avram was still, Loit was still saved, Machmas the Schus of Avram. That shows you the greatness of the Schus HaTzadikim.